Because you can handle the truth.
I figured it's time to get into the gun stuff. We don't have any callers. 1-800-313-9443 if you want to jump on. If not, I got enough material to finish the show. So, Ken, we're going to have clip 12 up next. Now, this is kind of a compilation I'm going to play for a little bit of all the little knuckleheads, these punk kids. And, you know, they, for somehow, because they're allegedly high school kids, that you can't talk about them. They're putting themselves out here. They're this movement. They're talking about snatching AKs and ARs out of my hand, but yet I can't criticize them. You see how this sick, just Bolshevik, communist, degenerate, scumbag media and all the left wingers, how they try to craft these arguments to where this kid can demonize me, drop F-bombs on me and everybody else in our sector, but yet we can't defend ourselves or go after them or point out the hypocrisies or any of that, or you're hateful and you're mean to children. Well, children deserve to be mean, for me to be mean to them sometimes. I was a punk kid, and looking back on my life, I realized I wasn't squat at that age. I was an idiot. I was a straight buffoon. I was even a buffoon way into my 20s. But these punk kids, they're all pulled out of central casting. And they don't deserve a platform. They don't deserve anything. Because you were allegedly a student at where this false flag went down, so now you have this power. No. I reject this claim out of hand. Let's play clip 12, Ken.
Today is a bad day for tyranny and corruption.
The pathetic fuckers that want to keep killing our children. He does not give a fuck about these kids' lives. Yeah. I would love to meet that. Hey, if you're out there, fuck you.
Every march, every meeting, every moment. All for that assault weapons ban.
All for that assault weapons ban. That assault weapons ban.
So we need to protect, we need to fight the problem from the core, which is guns.
For the first time, the corrupt aren't controlling our story.
They want to be back on top, unquestioned in their corruption.
It is our job to make sure that we call them up and force them out of the shadows of corruption and into the light of justice.
We are. The corrupt aren't manipulating the facts. We know the truth. shooting after shooting, the American people now see one thing they all have in common: the weapons.
Well, here in Washington, we are demanding an assault weapons ban.
The people demand a law banning the sale of assault weapons. Stand for us or beware. The voters are coming.
We are demanding the prohibition of sales of high-capacity magazines.
When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile.
All right, you can stop it there.
We are not here for breakfast.
And the video goes on and on. And I mean, it's just a collage of basically useful idiot communism. Ken, get clip three ready. And this is Deerfield, Illinois. Okay. And I'm going to let this play for a little bit, and then, Bill, I'll take your call. But I want you to hear this anyway, Bill. This is 25 miles north of Chicago. And let's just listen to a little bit of this. Let's roll clip three.
Anarcho-tyranny is a concept used in critiquing modern social democracy. Samuel Francis argued that managerial...
Let's see here. Let me make sure I sent you the right one. Sorry about that, folks. Clips three start at 24 seconds on today. It's Village of Deerfield, Illinois, it says on the clip, and it has a picture of six people. But anyway, while Ken's getting that ready, just play it whenever you get a chance, Ken. But there's a lot of patriotic. But there's a lot of patriotic people that really rip on this city council, and I found that encouraging. There's a few zombie, idiot left wingers. Did we find it yet, Ken?
The proposed ordinance would ban the possession, sale, and manufacture of assault weapons and large capacity magazines in the village and is based on the City of Highland Park ordinance that withstood a legal challenge. The proposed ordinance provides for an effective date 60 days after the ordinance goes into effect and does not otherwise regulate or prohibit rifles, shotguns, pistols, or ammunition. Following first reading review at the March 19, 2018 Village Board meeting, the format of the proposed ordinance was modified to include all provisions of Article 11, Chapter 15 of the Deerfield Municipal Code pertaining to assault weapons. Proposed new language, as it was talked about previously, is underlined, and proposed language is deleted and is marked by a strikethrough. Noting that the Highland Park Municipal Code does allow retired law enforcement officers to possess assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, a similar exemption was added to the proposed ordinance, including the requirement that they meet other applicable requirements and local safe storage regulations. I know myself, the village attorney, we're here to answer questions as well as the police chief, but we're here to answer questions and be receptive to comments from the board as well as the ordinance.
Thank you, Ken. I find it completely astonishing. I think the important thing to understand about it is that this is a civil rights issue. The proposals amount to harassment and discrimination against gun owners. This is oppression. This is putting your thumb on people's and saying, you are unworthy. This is bigotry.
I read in the paper that this ban is going to turn law-abiding citizens into criminals.
So my members asked, what should we do? I said, there's an ancient and honorable American tradition called disobeying an unjust law. I have urged my members to think about their conscience, and if so moved, do not abide by this law.
So what is the real political effect here? What's the real political effect of the gun ban? It castigates any lawful firearms owner, demonizes him, and allows the village to curate their voting public. They can chase the conservatives out of town and have right-minded, enlightened progressives to live in their space instead.
You are strengthening the resolve of gun owners to go ahead and make sure that we mount a vigorous offense to this kind of thing. So you're going to vote on this tonight.
Here's what we need to attack. We need to attack the mental health system in this country and the giving out of drugs that cause psychological issues.
I heard a resident speak 2 weeks ago about anonymously calling in tips on people she believes would have an assault weapon and hoping the police would come and search their house. Is this the community that we want to live in?
I have an older brother that goes to Deerfield High School, and not once have I been in fear for myself or my older brother. I know that he is protected at his school, as well as am I. But I do fear you, for attempting to take away my rights, and by sending more gun bans, we will only be putting ourselves in danger. Criminals don't follow the law.
More homicides are committed every year in this country with fists, feet, and blunt objects. However, there is no agenda to be...
But as you heard, all of those people making devastating, truthful points, and this bunch of idiots, and a lot of them are older, and it's just like, why are you even sitting on this council? It's like half of them look like they're on the verge of going to the hospital or something. It's like these people like Pelosi and all, they want to hold on to power. They want to hold on to it so long. It's just like these people that serve in the House and Senate for 40 years and 30 years. And it's like, and the ones that want to stay this long usually are totalitarians. Usually the people that are liberty-minded, they're just in there to serve for a bit and then they get out. Or they're the ones in there trying to protect from the totalitarians, guys like Bill. Let's bring Bill up from Wisconsin. But your thoughts on Deerfield and Syria and everything else, Bill, it's getting absolutely insane.
That's an understatement. That's very encouraging, all those people there standing up for gun rights and for their not just their constitutional, but their God-given right to defend themselves.
Yeah. So as the bottom, Bill, as the bottom falls out of society and you get more and more loony, this is the time they want to take our guns. This is what fascinates the hell out of me.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah.
And, every day I think more and more that Trump's in on it. And I know that's something that you've said and others said, well, maybe this, maybe it's a head fake, maybe he's draining the swamp. You hear the fact that John Bolton was appointed because Sheldon Adelson wanted him in there, okay? I think we're definitely headed toward the war. The so-called tax cut, which was good, is going to be negated because once the war starts, you've lowered the rates. Now you can raise them. And they'll base it on some huge false flag and, like 9/11 or something like that. Now, everything that you've been bringing out tonight is absolutely true. Okay, we should be speaking out against it. For example, in our township, I'm town chairman, we passed a resolution calling the agricultural census, 24 pages of invasion of privacy, in the farming community in which we live. Mm-hmm. We called it null and void in our township. In other words, it's Marbury versus Madison. Anything that's in conflict with the Constitution is no law at all.
Right.
Now, how this is going to play out, I don't know. We keep getting the packets from the Department of Agriculture. We're ignoring them. Now, that's not every farmer, but it's enough of us that, you know, we just don't like it.
Right.
Now, on our county board, where, you know, I've been on there and you talk about old guys. Okay, I'm still on there. I was reelected this past Tuesday. I did not have any opposition, but they put up opposition. The left already controls the county board, and they put up opposition to three other conservatives. One got walloped. The other two it was close. There's a recount tomorrow, and if it doesn't go the way I want it to go and they want it to go, and justice being served and so forth, I don't know what I'm going to do on the county board. I'm at this point, I'm almost the Lone Ranger without a Tonto, without anybody to second, you know, some of the stuff that I want to, you know, bring out. So do I go in there for 2 years and just bellyache and be a pain in the ass? I may do that. But then again, I also see that we're on the verge of bankruptcy as a country. It's going to filter down to local levels of government and so forth. So maybe I want to, you know, give a last speech and say, hey, this is all coming down, and you guys created it. You're part of it. It's a corporation. We've got a woman attorney there. She's corporation counsel, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So what do we do here? All right. No. I look at this situation. First of all, we try to keep waking people up. Then we prepare, and how much, you know, how good I'm going to be if it all drops, hanging out my bathroom window with a .22, I'm not going to last too long.
Yeah.
All right? But that doesn't mean I'm not going to try to prepare. But there's another thing, Robert, and that is we're missing the spiritual side of this. Yeah, we have bodies. We have problems here on earth, but we got to start preparing our soul in case, you know, we have to meet our maker.
Yeah, yeah. That's a whole other element that, you know,
I'd like to, if you give me a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
Today was White Sunday. As you know, I'm a traditional Catholic.
Uh-huh.
I don't accept Francis and everybody from Roncalli on, and, you know, up to Francis, they're not popes, okay? Yeah. The seat is vacant. They are destroying what's left of the Catholic Church, and it's not much. So there's, you know, small areas and groups that oppose it, and this is what we do. But today's gospel was incredible, okay? It's John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. I won't read the whole thing, but this is when the apostles were gathered together for fear of the Jews. You know, the Jews?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be to you." And when he had said this,
hold that thought, Bill. Here comes the break.
And his side.
Hey,
all right.
Hold that right there, Bill. Let's wait till the break's over.
Okay.
Yeah, hold that spot.
past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, we are back. City Area Radio. We're talking to Bill in Wisconsin. Go ahead and back up to the beginning there, and then go ahead and read it, Bill.
Okay, so our Lord says, peace be to you. Okay, then he therefore said to them again, peace be to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. When he had said this, he breathed on them, and said to them, receive ye the Holy Ghost, whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven. All right, and whose sins you shall retain, they are retained. Now, if he's sending out the apostles to forgive sins, was it just for that generation? No. A church was established, and you read the fathers of the church that came after all of the apostles and everything, and a church was established. Now, this isn't going to be popular with some of the listeners, but what I'm saying is you got to pray. You've got to understand that there was one truth that was established by Christ. Then also, it finishes up here, it says, many other signs also did Jesus in the sight of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God and believing, you have life after his name. Okay. And I wish this for all the listeners, for all the good people that call in to RBN. We've got a hell of a fight on our hands, but ultimately we know who's in charge. And you've got to get ready, get your soul ready for that as well. So yeah, God bless you all.
Yeah, I I've been feeling that deep down in, you know, in the bowels of my own existence is like, look, things are dark, but there is a sovereign of the universe that is in control and is not going to lose control by any means. So, but what really gets me sometimes, Bill, is looking at the young ones and the elderly and you know, the fragile and so forth and so on, and realizing, you know, if we do enter this period of, you know, tribulation and so forth and so on, that I it really gets me, not for my own suffering's sake, but the suffering of the young children and elderly, especially the ones that can't defend themselves and that sort of thing. That's what really
unable to defend themselves than the millions of unborn children,
babies, yeah, yeah,
that have been sacrificed under the name of freedom of choice.
Yeah.
And they sell their body parts and everything like that.
Yeah.
This is terrible. This is terrible.
Yeah, it's vile.
This is sin unbridled. That's what it is.
Yeah, well then, especially when you read about some of the people that work in those places being attached with the satanic underground and so forth, that's what really gets you to realizing that these people are actually getting a thrill for what they do.
I heard Deborah Tavares on, I think it was PJ's show or whatever, but she's talking about how PepsiCo, Kraft, and a couple of other major companies are using aborted fetuses for the flavoring in their products.
Yeah, well, Pepsi got busted some years back. Yeah, they got busted some years back. I don't know if they're still involved in it, but I remember that story years ago.
She was on the show, and it's still happening. So, it's...
All right, Bill, anything else?
Hang in there, buddy.
Yeah, you too, man. I'll talk to you soon. We're coming up on break. Tim in Washington, hold on. I'm going to take you after the bottom of the hour and so you can get some time. Some things that I haven't covered. Some of the guys out here in the YouTube kind of research community are talking about solar simulators, solar and lunar simulators, where basically it's a whole nother level past, you know, weather simulators, to where this actually patents and so forth, scientific patents about actually being able to simulate the sun in the sky and the moon in the sky and so forth and so on. And A Plain Truth has been covering this lately, and a couple other YouTubers, Richie from Boston, and that's just a whole nother. I mean, when you get into some of this stuff with the weather warfare and, you know, the creation of cloud formation systems and then crazy weather patterns, and then but actual solar simulators, to where I mean there's so many tributaries this thing goes down. Just blows your mind. See you guys on the other side. We got the last half hour of the program coming up.
Holding fast between the lines, feeling fine, but when losing time,
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do
worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We're back. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So we got two callers left. Ken, if you could get clip 22 ready, I wanted to get this one in. Very important. It's about India going cashless, Mark of the Beast level stuff. Let's play just a couple seconds of that, and then we'll take Tim and Washington. Clip 22. Aadhaar.
This is the biometric system that is being implemented across India. Now, we've been keeping track of India for a while now, at least in terms of the economic system and the change to a digital system that they're undergoing right now. And we saw how last year they demonetized a certain paper currency so that, you know, they made paper currency worthless. And so people had to trade it in. And, you know, of course, India is also a very, very big country on gold. A lot of people own gold. It's generational gold. So you have to keep that in mind as part of perhaps why India is being targeted to be the testing grounds for a Mark of the Beast economic system. Now, you think that it's kind of an overstretch to say, oh, this is the mark of the beast. Well, I'll show you some things in this video here that would suggest that, hey, this is the direction that it's going. Okay, so first off, there are a lot of stories about the ADR out right now. There's Google News here talking about it. There's all kinds of extensions and deadlines that are being set, you know, getting people to move over. They got to set a deadline so people actually do it. You know, fear the government. You must do it. You must comply. And, you know, that it's that sort of totalitarian mindset that is really troublesome for the citizens of India, especially since, you know, there are stories coming out. Let me find it here. This one, Aadhaar, is India's biometric ID scheme hurting the poor? Well, according to this India correspondent for BBC News, which, you know, think of it as what you will. You know, people are struggling. Even the people that have moved over to this system, they really aren't really benefiting at all from this. So, you know, I guess what's the point? What's the point of doing this?
All right, if it's only going to hurt? I just wanted to get that out there. So they're going to this Aadhaar biometric digital currency thing in India. Now you've got these characters over here trying to get our guns. SOS, Hog Student Gun Control Movement, grabbing guns city by city. So now they've got something called Town Hall for Our Lives Project, okay? So they're going to be doing a forums across the hall, a country with all these lawmakers on recess and trying to basically crash their town halls. Indivisible. Okay, so participation from this group, Indivisible, a radical organization that describes itself as a progressive grassroots network of local groups seeking to resist the Trump agenda, a.k.a. communists. Okay, so they're calling it the Town Hall Project. Just keep your eyes on the Town Hall Project. And the hit Twitter hashtag is Town Hall for Our Lives. Let's go ahead and take Tim in Washington. I just needed to get that stuff out. Welcome to the program, Tim.
Yeah, always a great show, Robert. Am I on the line?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Right. So let's talk tripwires. So when we talk tripwires, now people don't know what you do, Robert, but when you got a guy like you who's got a radio show, you're at the top of your game. You're actually more than just a watchman. You're actually a lurch. You're a guy out in the jungle, deep in the jungle, at night, actually searching out. I mean, to do what you do, you have to drink basically a lot of evil stuff. You got to almost be a sin eater, be a watcher. And so when you talk tripwire, think this way. And I know you're watching because you're saying, do I cut and run yet? Do I hold my position? And so you're looking for things like, for instance, in my case, as soon as I see Trump release $500 million for Planned Parenthood, I'm off the air. I'm not going to do radio anymore. That's it for me because I know spiritual judgment's next. That's a tripwire. But when I speak to you about a tripwire, so there's levels of war before we get to a physical conflict. There's economic war. There's informational war. There's political war. There's trade war. There's resource war. There's levels before we actually get to the guns going off. One of those is political. One of those is you, Robert. You are a tripwire. There's a lot of people out there watching. As soon as they see that you're cutting and you're running out of that jungle, they're going to know, all right, Robert's off the air. That means something. And so let me go on to my really big tripwire, the reason why I really did call, the overarching thing. Anyways, I want to just encourage you, hold your political position as long as possible, because as long as people like you are out there, you actually prevent the guns from going off. It's when you guys fall, when we don't hear from you guys anymore, then we know we're starting to be overrun, then it gets physical, then it's over. So I just want to encourage you, hold as long as you can.
Man. Appreciate that. But thank you.
This tripwire, now it's almost a parallel universe. And so think this way. There was a poll taken. In fact, Fox News, it's mainstream. It's absolutely unbelievable. It's mainstream media. Fox News reported it. You can actually go to Coast right now, and you can take a look at this poll. It was a poll of 10,000, I mean, an exhaustive poll. I mean, a lot of people. Of 10,000 millennials, 18 to 24 years old. And it only asked two or three questions. You know, basically, do you consider yourself middle class? Are you religious? You know, it was just a couple questions. Yeah. But the poll, this was the poll. Of the poll, 66% believed that the Earth was a globe, was a 1,000-mile-an-hour spinning ball, 200 spinning faster than 200 miles an hour, faster than the speed of sound. 66% believed it, which means 34% did not know that the Earth was a globe. 16% said they didn't know. 9% were flat earthers. What this means, Robert, is that if you know the big scheme of things and you know the mother of all conspiracies, the thing that shatters everything, I mean, it rips apart everything. If 34% of millennials who grew up in the education system think that the Earth is flat, that equals 100 million Americans. That's a time clock. That's a tripwire. If you want to see why the world powers now, they're going to protect the most precious thing they got, the biggest thing they got, and is that we are just slimy, slivering nobodies on a spinning ball in the middle of the endless space of galaxy. We're nothing. When you talk about flat Earth, and people can research it, because that's how there's 100 million of us now. I thought there was only 20 million of us. There's now confirmed poll. Go to coast. You can look at it yourself. 100 million Americans that believe that the Earth is flat. Wait a minute.
If 66, and I'm just going by the poll, if 66 believe that it's spherical and so forth, the other 34 could be broke down into some other categories. That doesn't mean 34% are hardcore geocentrists. You know what I'm saying? There's probably
I get it.
Yeah,
I get it. But the fact is that once you shatter that only 66 actually believe that it's a globe, and you got 34% going to another model, what other models are there out there? You got the geocentric, you got the flat Earth, you got the hollow Earth, you got the we're in simulation. But of those, they break down the numbers. 16% wouldn't answer. They said, "Well, we don't want to even answer the question." Those are the people. That's the hidden thing there. Even John Stadtmiller, this last week, he's not been on the air. I think he's finally looking into it, and I think the alarm bells are going off on a lot of people. They're starting to look, where's the curvature? Why aren't the stars moving? We understand, you know, why ships go over, refraction. Everybody's starting to break it down. Once you take away that globe satanic model away from them, Katie, bar the door, we could be on the verge of world war, a big false flag. So that's the big tripwire. But anyways, Robert, you always got a great show. You got great numbers. I cannot believe it. I take a look at your, I got a little website I go on and actually click the numbers, and it's kind of it's a micro poll. I don't have John's servers or whatever, but I take a look and I compare it to other shows all during the week, and even during the show that I help Deacon John do on another network, you double us, and we're at prime time. I mean, we get all 200 million from the East Coast at that 5 o'clock spot, and you double us. So, I mean, you're like worldwide. I mean, you're really hot, Robert. So hold the line as long as you can, because once you fall and we see you starting to run out of the jungle, you go silent, you're going to freak a lot of people out, Robert. And it was always a great show.
Thanks so much. God bless. I appreciate the call. Bye-bye. All right. Let's take Kathy in my home state of misery. Greetings, ma'am.
You know, hold on one second. I'm going to try to get you off speakerphone.
Okay.
Someone that called it that when I first moved here, you know, I thought you were just being negative, but I've really had a hard time here. I'm starting to research rural bullying, rural adult bullying, and community bullying, because I'm rural. They don't contact outsiders, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of familiar with that. It, depending on the community, it's pretty fascinating.
I've been warned, you know what I mean? And they don't want to hurt me. Nobody wants me to hurt me. But, and it's like, I got a guy with a key 24/7 on my property. I'm not kidding you. Now, do you want a man you don't know with a key to your mom or your girlfriend's apartment? I don't think so, right?
Yeah.
Am I right? Yeah,
right,
they got a key here 24/7, and of course I'm too, you know, what am I going to do, say something and make a scene about it? Yeah, right. I mean, that'll make me brownie points. Anyhow, but anyways, everyone pray for me, because I'm trying to figure out my next step, but Bottom line, I think we're screwed. This is kind of weird with this serious stuff. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, yeah. So everybody say your prayers, man, because I don't know what's going on. But that Hal guy, I don't even like to say his name because he goes off on some weird tangent sometimes. But he has up there that one of his IC people told him get some cash out because there's a malware in the in our electrical grid, that there's a malware, basically. Did you read that already from that Turner guy?
No. Oh, Hal Turner?
Mm-hmm.
I read him with a jaundiced eye because I remember Hal Turner in the beginning days of the internet.
I don't even want to talk. I don't even know exactly who he is, but I just read like headlines of different people. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I read the article. Sometimes I don't. I throw a lot of stuff in the, most of the things I throw in the trash, but I don't like the way he goes off on certain groups because again, you know, the Jewish people have saved my butt. If it wasn't for my Jewish friends, I'd be freaking 6 feet under a long time ago. And there's a lot of good people in a lot of different religions and stuff. And, like, we had to get the Mormons here to help somebody get moved. We couldn't get any of the Protestants off their butts. You know what? I said, we need to call the Mormons. Cause they'll, and you know what? They did it. So, you know, I just don't like slamming groups of people and getting in all into that. That said, but I do think we better say our prayers, baby, because I think this could be like, I don't know, I never really had this feeling before, but this is serious, and I'm sad about it, honestly. And I had a Syrian bishop ask me to pray for him one time, like 3 years ago. And I was, you know, I'm like dirt poor, okay, and I'm shunned pretty much everywhere I go. But I can still present like the uppity white PITCH if I want to. I'm not a PITCH, but if I want to play that card, you know, I can still play it if I need to. But I don't want to play it. But you know what I'm saying? I can look up at it if I want to.
Mm-hmm.
So that night, you know, everything is perfect. You know, makeup perfect. The facial scar. I mean, I'm missing part of my right cheek because of I had no access to health care, dental, oral surgery. I had a root canal tooth fail. So I'm literally missing part of my face. So I am pockmarked. Like the book 13th Gen said we were going to be, how in Strauss, the last chapter, Elder Generation Xers, you know what I mean? We were going to be the pockmarked ones that clean up the mess the baby boomers have left us. Well, it's kind of ironic I ended up pockmarked like this. That said, we were after the lecture he gave, you know, and we talked a bit because, you know, I'm more familiar with the geopolitics there than maybe some were. We were talking in the center of this church that meets on the Harvard United Upper Methodist Church, the Mennonite Church meets there on Sunday nights. And so he and I were talking and just talking about everything. And no one was over there with us, okay? So all these Harvardites are in the church, you know, the reception thing, drinking punch. But he and I were in there just talking. And finally he looked at me and he said, would you pray for me? And it was so ironic because, you know, here I was on Medicaid, you know, food stamps, lucky I'm not homeless. But now I had on a $380 Herald's dress, right? And so I didn't look poor, so it's kind of weird. And he looked at me and he said, will you pray for me? Because he said, I don't think anyone's listening. And I looked at him and I said, you know what, they're not listening to me either. And so I took his hands and we prayed. And it was just this, like, amazing moment. Like, God just, he brought me there. And I was kind of scared to go because, you know, I've had pushback, I told you in the past. But it was just so weird. And I thought about him today. I'm like, did they ever find the two bishops? Probably not. And I'm just, like, going, like, I don't know. I'm just sad. So everyone,
yeah, well, you know, all the Christians in Syria, that's the real crime, is what's happened. You know, I mean, and to other people as well, but, I mean, they've been purged. They've let these Western-funded rebels, a.k.a. ISIS and whoever, do some serious atrocities, and basically what they did to the Christians in Iraq almost purged them out of the country. Hopefully that doesn't happen to Syria.
I wish the evil people would not be evil anymore, but it, like, it's just, I don't know, it's like it's bigger than me. So everyone just do the right thing, and if you're doing something bad, stop doing it. Like, now, I'm serious. It's like, pull the plug, don't watch the bad movies, don't watch the evil stuff, and just pull away from it and be good. And I really believe the golden rule. That's just my core. And I had a good thing happen today, and so that was encouraging. But I do want everyone to pray for me because I got this man, a married man lives here. He's got a disabled wife, and he flirted with me before I even got moved in here. mostly older people. And then he stalked me one day when I was using, my phone wouldn't work here, right? So I went up and over, and I shooed him away like a Boston woman would, like, get away from me. And it was creepy. And he stalked me. He turned around and went back home. Do you hear me? He wasn't going to town. And he had someone in Boston on the phone, and he said, "Guy, remember, you had a visceral reaction to that guy." Well, then he bullied me. And I come home, and my cell phone will be charging on my nightstand. It'll be thrown into the living room floor when I come in. I'll have something stuck in my potted plant. He's bullying me. He's a thug. But I think he's connected with another guy in town who's connected with all these agency people, if you know what I mean. So pray for me, because I should be afraid. That's happened 4 times. I told a couple of pastors that I think everyone's afraid to get involved. So I'm kind of by myself. So sometimes I wish you'd come visit me. I'm serious. Like, I wish I could have a radio. I don't even know your name, but I'm just stranded out here. So please pray for me, but everyone say your prayers and be good. Make peace with people if you need to this week, because this stuff's getting real.
All right. Well, thank you for all that. And,
you're welcome. Bless you. Thank you. Yeah. Pray for me, though, seriously.
All right. Well, you take
Lord.
Care
do you have
yourself.
Any advice on this situation, though, seriously? Do you know? Like, there's no. What do you have? Do you have any advice?
You know, I haven't been in any kind of rural, weird situation like that. So I really don't know what to tell you. Do you have any family you can get out of the place? And
I have one friend, and we're trying to work something out, but it's not a good location. It's not really that great of a situation, but yeah. So basically one of the women that works in town told me community bullying happens here. And when it starts, it's impossible to stop it. Another woman that was very upright told me some of the things that happened to her. She gave me a hug before I left, and she said, "You need to get out of the state." She told me that. I'm not kidding you.
Well, I don't know about the state, but probably just that area.
Yeah, pray that I just find a better place. But in the interim period, I'm laying low and just minding my business. But, you know, all I did was just say, I just said something that was completely appropriate, that no one rocks the boat. In these rural communities, I think with the class gap so great, you understand me, the power base, everyone's afraid of retaliation. And that's what a couple of church women told me. I visited a church. She said, "Well, no one will say anything to anyone because they're afraid of retaliation." And so I'm learning about how rural communities work, and I've never lived this rural, so I'm not sure if it's really the state I'm in as much as it is the ruralness. So it's a lot better here than where I was, though, but it's still all very tight and everything like that. So just pray for me. But who knows, if the world doesn't end by next week, maybe I'll do my master's thesis on this, you know?
All right. Anyway, well, you take care of yourself.
You
yeah,
I
see
will.
Ya.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Fascinating, you know, big city life. Rural life can have some strange parallels. Ken, let's do this last one. I got to get this one in for the end of the show. Pope Francis, hell, and St. Peter's Basilica, the roof falls in. Let's play clip 7, Ken. So basically, it's very interesting, but the after this whole hell kind of debacle with Francis, the roof started to fall in it at the basilica, the big one. Go ahead and play 7.
Bottles and see what you guys think.
You don't need an AR-15.
People ask, why do you need an 7. AR-15 assault weapon? Nobody needs an.
Let me see what we got. I might have screwed that one up. Sorry about that, folks. No, it's 7 from the top. Pope Francis says hell doesn't exist. You were on 6. Oh.
Pope Francis was at the center of sensational claims earlier this week about the afterlife, after he was quoted as saying that hell doesn't exist. The Vatican swiftly acted to deny the comments, which spread quickly on social media, and issued a statement saying no such interview was granted with the elderly Italian journalist behind the scoop. Eugenio Scalfari, 93, an avowed atheist who struck up an intellectual friendship with Francis, met the Pope recently and wrote up a long story that included a question and answer section at the end. Scalfari, the founder of Italy's La Repubblica newspaper, has prided himself on not taking notes and not using tape recorders during his encounters with leaders, and later reconstructing the meetings to create lengthy articles. According to Scalfari's article in Thursday's La Repubblica, he asked the Pope where bad souls go and where they are punished. Scalfari quoted the Pope as saying, "They are not punished. Those who repent obtain God's forgiveness and take their place among the ranks of those who contemplate Him. But those who do not repent and cannot be forgiven disappear. A hell doesn't exist. The disappearance of sinning souls exists." The Universal Catechism of the Catholic Church says, "The teaching of the Catholic Church affirms the existence of hell and its eternity. It speaks of eternal fire and adds that the chief punishment of hell is eternal separation from God." The Vatican disputed Francis said anything of the sort that appeared in the article, saying it was the fruit of his reconstruction and not a faithful transcription of the Holy Father's words. It was at least the third time the Vatican has issued statements distancing itself from Scalfari's articles about the Pope, including one in 2014, in which the journalist said the pontiff had abolished sin. Just hours after the Pope reportedly dismissed the existence of hell, the ceiling of St. Peter's Basilica began to crumble. Easter worshippers ducked for cover as debris rained down on the floor by Michelangelo's Pietà statue. The Vatican reported no injuries and minimal damage, just after a spokesman strenuously denied that the Roman Catholic Church was changing its tune over the afterlife.
Yeah, all right, you can stop it there, Ken. Thanks. You know what? If you can get down to 26, get there real quick, Ken. This is some warnings about things happening to people's helicopters and things of that nature. I was going to try to get this one in, too. If you're there on 26, Ken, play this one.
I'm Roy Potter. This is the live version of the Potter Expositor. And I just want to point out a few things. We had another military aircraft go down at Fort Campbell last night, an Apache gunship. Two crew members. All the other things that happened this week with military aircraft, plus the situation about 2 weeks ago where Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump's helicopter lost an engine. And prior to that, Donald Jr.'s helicopter lost power. Back in 2013, there was a penetration of our defenses by a Chinese submarine just off the coast of Los Angeles. And it fired a missile out to the west. The demonstration was to show that they had penetrated our defenses. As you know, President Trump has said that Lenovo, Chinese chips, computers, now cannot come into the country because of the threat concerns, that they can override our computer systems. I think what we're seeing is a continuation of the warnings from China, not Russia, but from China, which also has ties to our deep state, the New World Order, telling Trump that they're prepared to take some real serious actions.
All right, you can end it there. You know, the chess game that we're all watching, it's fascinating, and, you know, the spiritual warfare that we're all involved in by watching basically our fellow citizens be zombies, trust the propaganda, you know, these people that go out to these marches, and I know they pay a lot of these people, but gosh, it's just, I, you know, 20 years ago, I would have never thought we could have so many communists that bought into the propaganda. But we'll see what happens, folks. Pray for the Middle East. Nothing crazy goes off. you know, hopefully this